And the actual soul of this child is the spirit that is always willing. The actual soul of this child is why he cannot die, is why he cannot perish. His flesh hath no end, for is the end already upon his birth. Only the perpetuation of the destiny of the master's flesh, the flesh of they. Is this union happenstance? No. Die. For the spirit is always willing. And there is none that shall withstand. There are none that ought to. For the boy's heart is pure love. It is love without reference. His eyes see without limitation, for the interpreting of his mind of that which enter into his eye is limitless due to his flesh. He winces not away from anything, for he was born in perversion. What shall cast his eye to the ground? There is not anything in all that be that can cause this child to look away. Makes his vision quite pure, you know. Makes his love unstoppable. And there are a thing that you must know always, always, and it shall not be forgotten. In one blood be there not all three. In one drop, in one voice, be there not all three. Understand this. As the rudder that cuts the wake, the rudder is still not the wake. This boy is the unstoppable wake, for the rudder shall not stop cutting. For the spirit it is that is always willing, that blows the sail. The soul is the flesh that is perpetual and without end and cannot perish. The boat shall not be stopped. The sail shall not stop blowing. The boy is without end. Though the seas change, though the harbors come and go, though the very ocean itself might be and might not be, the wave, the wake, the splashing lather, and the fury of the effervescing foam. 'Tis the voice, you know, of the child. 'Tis the body. This child hath a name, you know, for he is not Moog. He knoweth Moog. This child hath a name, you know,